Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is my second audio review, and today inshallah we're going to talk about akhlaq of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam before the revelation. Akhlaq in English means manners, and as you may know, Quraysh at that time used to know that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a nice, polite, caring and a kind person. They actually used to call him As-Sadiq al-Amin, which means honest and trustworthiness. Whenever Quraysh wanted to solve arguments or problems, most of the times they would go to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there's a short story regarding this, which is when the Quraysh wanted to rebuild the Kaaba, each tribe built it row by row until they reached the black stone. When they reached the black stone, they started to argue regarding who places the actual stone. So between them all, they decided the first one to come and enter will be the judge. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enter first. So they once they seen him, they said, "We accept him as a judge." So they explained the situation to him, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after they explained it to him, he placed his cloak, which is a cloth, and spread it on the ground, and picked the black stone and laid it on the middle of the cloak and said, Let the leader of each tribe hold the borders and lift it up together. They raised it to the right height, and then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam placed it on the corner of the Kaaba with his own hands. This happened when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was 35, so it was around 5 years before the revelation. This showed that the Quraysh knew that he was honest and a trustworthiness person. And there's a short hadith, or actually it's long, but I'll try to summarize it quickly, which is when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam received his revelation, and Jibreel came to him and said, "Iqra." Then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ma ana biqari," three times. Then the Jibreel replied to him, "Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq, khalaqa al-insana min alaq, iqra wa rabbuka al-akram, alladhi 'allama bil-qalam, 'allama al-insana ma lam ya'lam." So when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam got really scared, and he actually went to Khadija radiyallahu anha and said to her, "Zammiluni, zammiluni," which means "cover me, cover me." So when he calmed down and he was well, Khadija said to him, "What happened?" Then he explained what happened, and she said, "I was scared." Then she said to him and replied to him, "Never by Allah. Allah will never disgrace you. You keep good relations with your kith and kin. Help the poor and the destitute. Serve your guests generously and accept the deserving, calamity afflicted ones." So in Arabic it's, فَقَالَتْ خَدِيجَةٌ كَلَّا وَاللَّهُ مَا يُخْزِيكَ اللَّهُ أَبَدًا إِنَّكَ لَتَصِلُ الرَّحِمُ وَتَحْمِلُ الْكَلُّ وَتَكْسِبُ الْمَعْدُومُ وَتُقْرِ الضَّيْفُ وَتَعِينُ عَلَى نَوَائِبِ الْحَقِّ. So yes, this is just a story of the manners of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hope it's been beneficial and you enjoyed it. And please try to share it, inshallah. And assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.